found a magic man. I bought a pound of magic and I kind of dream and plan where you lay your hand. I found a magic man. Where it's at, Jerome? Where is there I want to go? Where it's at, Jerome? Is it a place out there? Just a town down there. If you're driving slow, where it's at, Jerome?
Salutations to you. I'm Andre Broussard, and you're tuned in to a Halloween edition of The Flip Side here on 88.7 FM KRVS. I'm going to bring you today one of the eeriest, one of the most enigmatic, mysterious sounding albums that I know. UFO by one Jim Sullivan. He is an obscure name in the history of music. And it's because in his lifetime, he recorded two albums. UFO was his first. He recorded a second self-titled album after this one. Neither of them sold very well. He had a few breaks in his life. He had a bit part in the film Easy Rider, uncredited, of course. He did a few things. He was gigging around the Los Angeles area. But things as they usually tend to do, they didn't seem to work out very well. So one day, he decided to change his fortune. He was going to pack up and move from, he was going to leave his family in Los Angeles. He's going to pack up, go make the drive out to Nashville. He was going to try to get his career started out there. And if things went well, he would eventually send for his wife and young child, who would join him for fortune and fame in Nashville. But somewhere along the way, somewhere in the dusty New Mexico highway, one night Mr. Sullivan simply disappeared. His car was found about 23 miles off a main road outside of Santa Rosa, New Mexico, in March of 1975. His guitar and suitcase were recovered at a nearby motel, and Jim was never seen again. To this day, no one knows what happened to him. There are stories that he maybe ran afoul of a local family with ties to the mafia. There are still others who would speculate that maybe he was abducted by aliens. And if you're listening to the subject matter of this album, it's all about aliens and being alone and adrift in the world. And maybe you want to leave your life behind and get lost in the desert somewhere. And he recorded this album at least 4 or 5 years before he disappeared. So it's all, in light of what happened to this man, it's all very spooky and eerie and portentous. But this whole album, this is a fantastic album. The production is impeccable. It features members of the legendary studio musician team, The Wrecking Crew, backing them up. The drums in this album especially are great. Jim Sullivan has a unique songwriting voice. Everything about this album is perfect. It's an absolute lost gem. And I want to thank everyone at Light in the Attic Records for, and other labels like them, for digging through the dustbins of history and reintroducing these completely obscure, lost treasures to the wider world. So we're going to honor Jim Sullivan today by listening to the album UFO in its entirety. We heard the first track, Jerome, at the top of the hour, and we're going to continue on with the rest of Side A from UFO. This next track is called Plain As Your Eyes Can See. Let's get to it.
I have decided, apart from you as company, everything I have is borrowed, and you could give it all to me. I started thinking about those voices in the crowd. Words that started with a whisper, it seems they've gotten all too loud. Yes, it finally got to me, and so it's doubtful that I'll ever be someone that you love. Out, you better drive slow. I guess there's no place left to go. Yes, it finally got to me, and so it's doubtful that I'll ever be someone that you love.
Minutes in a climb, and the clock on the wall is a fine clock. Why can't I just roll back the time? Why can't I just roll back the time? Sweet Mary, I thought you've been faithful and true. I guess not. You gave me the business while I sat there grinning. Thanks a lot. And you have sold me a ticket of tears for a while. A trainload of anger that boils up to danger in a pile. And the clock on the wall is a fine clock, chasing the minutes in a climb. And the clock on the wall is a fine clock. Why can't I just roll back the time? Why can't I just roll back the time? All I ever
clocks don't tick backward and you just don't run on being kind. And the clock on the wall is a fine clock. Clock on the wall is a fine clock.
A shiny bright sunbursting smile, pocket full of diamonds for your Rosie. You just stay here with me for a while. Just one more time we'll do it, won't it, Rosie? Full of diamonds and you breathe. And you met a man who loves you, Rosie. He got diamonds in his eyes for you to see. Just those diamonds in his eyes. Every time he looks inside your head and he sees a part of you that you often thought was dead. The man who's called you Rosie.
looks like all the others in your file. Looking kind of funny, ain't you, Rosie? Pays for everything but not a smile. Your silly country boy don't know you, Rosie. If he did, I'm sure he wouldn't mind at all. Just the diamonds in his eyes for his Rosie. Put him in your file, he has no time to call. Just throw the diamonds in his eyes. Every time he looks inside your head and he sees a part of you that you're off in the fog of death. Yes, those diamonds in his eyes for you. Diamonds in his eyes for you. Diamonds in his eyes for you. There's a highway telling me to go where I can. Such a long way, I don't even know where I am. Such a long way. Sit right to where I am, and it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here all right. Tomorrow I'm gonna hang my feet in a streamer. My world is real, yours a dreamer. And the highway, I'm gonna sit right here where I am. And it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here all right. Time now, city life ain't my cup of tea. And it's fine now, some take it like goes to the sea. Needing highways, highways. I'm gonna sit right here where I am, and it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here, gonna sit here writing a song. Every time one comes along, I'm alright. Gotta be alright now. Gotta be alright.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bag that's so hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye.
looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Lot of tricks are pulled in the book I read. Only man I know that got up from the dead. A lot of people living by the words that I said. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Think he'll ever come again a different way? Maybe he is coming from a lot of away. Too much goodness is a sin today. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Just a little different than a previous year. I think the happiness is getting very near. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Did he come by UFO?
Until they're completely out of sight. My ashes until death completely.
Sandman's back in town. How long since you left, my dear. Have you waited all this time? Did you know I wouldn't let you down? Honey, now your Sandman's back in town. I'm here, honey, close your eyes. Reach your arms out to me. I have made it after a long ride. Honey, now your Sandman's back in town. No more hiding from my memory. I'm here, honey, dry your eyes. It's a pleasure just being around. Honey, now your Sandman's back in town.
UFO, a hell of a testament for any musician to leave behind, much less one who disappeared under such mysterious circumstances in 1975 outside of Santa Rosa, New Mexico. Jim Sullivan, that goes out to you wherever you are on this Halloween edition of The Flip Side. If you're just tuning into us, we just finished up an entire album by Mr. Jim Sullivan. I'm going to read to you now in the liner notes. There's a couple scans of some newspaper headlines from the Santa Rosa Digest. There's a couple of pictures of Jim Sullivan in here. But interestingly, there's some typewritten documents by Barbara Sullivan, Jim's wife, detailing his last known whereabouts. And I'm going to read to you first a couple of paragraphs. James A. Sullivan, a.k.a. Jim Sullivan, left Los Angeles on March 4th, 1975, between 12 noon and 1 p.m. with approximately $125. His destination was Goodlettsville, Tennessee. At 3:15 p.m. California time on March 5th, he called from Santa Rosa, New Mexico. He said he called to let me know, I assume that's Barbara, he was all right, and since he had just left the day before, I had no reason to think otherwise and was a little startled by his remark. I asked him for his driver's license number for our insurance and asked him where he was. He said, Santa Rosa. And I said, where is that? And he said, New Mexico. I'll probably be leaving here tomorrow. I asked why he was waiting, and he said, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. I said, Jim, what's the matter? Is anything wrong? He said, forget it. Just forget I said anything. I'll call you from Nashville. And then a couple paragraphs down, they detail finding Jim's car. On March 21st, Mrs. Ann Pacquiao from the New Mexico State Police called Jerry to tell him that Jim's car was an impound and had been alone since March 8th. The car was found 23 miles from the main road near the Giannetti Ranch. Mrs. Giannetti said she saw a man standing by the car and asked him if he needed help, and he said no. She radioed her neighbor, who called the state police. The state police had Lee Cordova tow the car as it is abandoned. When the police checked the car out, it was locked, and Jim's wallet and identification and some of his belongings were in the car, but no key. Supposedly, the car sat for 3 days before it was towed away. And that's pretty much it. That's the end of Jim Sullivan. Sometimes life is stranger than fiction, as they say. But on that note, we're going to continue with the music on this Halloween edition of The Flip Side. Here's some more mysterious tunes from Myron and E, their debut album Broadway on Stone's Throw Records. This is Back and Forth.
some road, oh, and we like to make love in a car sometimes, children. But I'll tell you, one of the most amazing things about making love is sometimes we like to slip around. Well, I know some men that got women that'll stay home all night long and never worry about anything while they go out with every Mary Jane Sue in town making love. I'll tell you, it's a hard thing in life when you think about it. But I say all this to say one thing. If you got to run around and slip around and make love, I
Keep it locked to myself now. For as long as I've been running around, I finally met a little girl that really got me down now. Baby, you got my mind messed up now. Little girl, you sure got my mind messed up now. I go to bed alone and I can't sleep. Sit down at the table, ooh, Lord, I can't eat. Sugar plum dancing all in my mind. Every day you whip me seem like Valentine. I walk the rainbow, Lord, and I chin the moon. Walk around the world and get back before noon. Baby, you got my mind messed up, darling. Sure got my mind messed up now. You got my mind messed up now. You know I love you with all of my heart. I do the thing you want me to do. For you I climb the highest mountain. Baby, for you I swim the deepest sea. Anywhere you go, you can lead.
Deep soul from the incomparable James Carr singing You Got My Mind Messed Up. Before that, we heard another deep soul artist, Mr. Lee Moses, from his album Time and Place, singing about the dark end of the street. I believe that's a cover of a James Carr original. Before that was the Stepkids from their self-titled album on Stone's Throw, singing Legend in My Own Mind. We started that set up with another Stone's Throw duo, Myron and E, singing Back and Forth from their album Broadway. I've kind of run out of spooky music on this Halloween edition of The Flip Side because there aren't that many soul songs specifically related to Halloween. I've been doing this show for about 2.5 years, and every time Halloween rolls around, I'm scrambling to find some sort of thematically appropriate songs, and it's a lot easier when it's like Christmas or assorted other holidays, but Halloween kind of got the short end of the stick. It kind of got the empty bag of candy. It kind of got the toothbrush in the bag of candy. I don't really know, but there's just not a whole lot of soul songs, vintage soul music relating to Halloween. So I'm just going to play y'all some jams to get you hopefully in a mischievous mood, however you choose to interpret that. So we're going to keep going. This is Otis Redding singing You Left the Water Running.
1, 2, ready, play.
Ferociously funky sounds from New Orleans. That was Eldridge Holmes with Pop Popcorn Children. And before that was Otis Redding with You Left the Water Running. That's going to about wrap it up for us here at the flip side. I hope to see y'all out running the streets like packs of wild dogs, but of course on your best behavior. So have a safe and a happy Halloween. Guys and ghouls, don't get too crazy. And if you do, please let me know where you are, so I can come and crash your party, eat all your food and whatnot, drink all your stuff. So that's going to do it for us here at the Flip Side. Check us out over at krvs.org. If you're tuning in with us on Saturday night, it's still technically fundraiser week, so maybe while you're over at our website downloading our podcast, you can also pledge your support to help keep all the tunes on the air over here at KRVS. You can also check out all the fine locally produced programming that we do for you each and every day, made with love, as it were. So we're going to go out today with Lil Buck and the Top Cats. Funk instrumental out of Lafayette. This is Monkey in a Sack, and I will check y'all out next week.